friends are listening to Irish Radio Network, USA. There is no doubt that Monday, St. Patrick's Day, the focus will be on New York. Numerous events taking place, and of course the pinnacle being the St. Patrick's Day parade in New York, the largest parade bar none in the world, and on Monday, the 253rd St. Patrick's Day parade will be taking place in New York. There's a very significant event that will be taking place on Monday too. It's relatively new. It was the brainchild of William Spencer Riley, who is award-winning executive producer, television, theater, and indeed a special events producer as well. But he's the founder and producer of Sober St. Patrick's Day. Bill, you're very welcome to our program. And tell us a little bit about how Sober St. Patrick's Day got off the ground in the first place.
Oh, sure. And it's great to be here. It was really simple. 3 years ago, I was standing outside of the cathedral as the parade was going by, and I saw this kid about 12:30 in the afternoon, totally wasted, with a can of beer in his hands, and so were his friends, feeling no pain. And he was wearing a T-shirt that said, St. Patrick's Day today, hungover tomorrow. So I didn't pass judgment. I just went up to him, and I said, gee, where did you get that T-shirt? And he said, I bought it in my mall in New Jersey. They sell a million of them. Isn't it cool? And right then and there, Adrian, a light bulb went off, and I said to myself, my goodness, there's so much more about this day that we should be celebrating than it being a license to just get drunk. And you know, we're not against people having a drink or two on the day, of course, but we are against people turning it into a binge-drinking debauchery situation and making us all look bad. And so I thought, what if we had instead a great rip-roaring party with world-class talent, musicians, dancers, and comedians, for families and kids, for people like you and me, Adrian, who just maybe not wanting to be hijacked by any of the insanity, and then obviously people in recovery from alcohol and drug addiction. And so I went to Noel Kilkenny, the Consul General of Ireland, and the people at the Karen Treatment Centers, and said, I have this idea. And bingo, we were off and running. The first year we sold out in advance. Last year was our second year. We also sold out in advance, and this year we're moving to a bigger venue in New York, and it's also grown to five other cities, and this is spreading now across the country and around the world.
Your event this year is taking place at Cathedral High School, which is at First Avenue and 56th Street in New York. And it's a huge venue, but even at that, it should be, friends, we can tell you that you should write it into your diary for the day. It is a family event. I know that, you know, the Huffington Post said, enjoy and identify with, is this something Sober St. Patrick's Day is for the family? It says from 8 to 80. They need a correction there, because you have you have prams, you have,
yes,
you know, you have little kids, and definitely you have entire families who go there. And maybe for many of them, what we hear and what the general, aftermath and on reflection, people say, we never had anywhere to go. But
yes,
now
that's
we
exactly
do.
Why we created this. That's right. That's right. And the talent lineup this year is better than ever. I mean, we have Miss USA, by the way, just called, and she's coming, Erin Brady. And then in terms of the onstage talent besides her, we have probably the best Kelly band in the Northeast that's ever been assembled, with John Whalen, eight-time button accordion player, and Brian Conway, five-time All-Ireland fiddle player. But also coming over is the University College Dublin Choral Scholars, probably the best choral group in Europe, and they're going to be singing all 25 of them. And then Kathy McGuire, who's our host and the MC, she'll be doing a sing-along this year.
And she's
the
Donnie fabulous.
Golden step dancers will be performing. It's just a great lineup.
You have Haley Richardson. And,
we do.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little
Johnny
Haley,
Golden dancers, Tulla Pipe Band from
yep.
From Clare, many others. Now, I do take issue with one of your organizers there. We used to he was a regular on our program for decades on St. Patrick's Day, but Malachy was rather he was very ginger in in his presentation. He says, "I won't be with you. I'm going to be with Riley and the sober St. Patrick's Day."
Is that right?
And I had to remind
sorry,
him.
Adrian.
Excuse me, that's not until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He says, "No, that's enough. That will be." Our great
Malachy McCord, in the old days, would appear on the Tonight Show, and 27 years later, he thinks this is the best thing that's ever happened to St. Patrick's Day. And he'll be telling his usual great jokes. And he's a big supporter of this. He's also going down to Richmond because Richmond, Virginia, on the 22nd and 23rd of March, is having their first sober St. Patrick's Day event. It's a huge outdoor celebration. And Malachy's been made the Grand Marshal. And then Belfast, Northern Ireland, is going to be having it again for 5,000 people on the 16th.
Wow.
And Cleveland, Ohio is new this year, and Little Casper, Wyoming. And we just found out that Philadelphia has signed on for 2015. And it's very easy to do. You need permission, and there's some simple guidelines. And our website, it's very easy to follow. We're at just www.soberstpatricksday.org. And Saint is just S-T with no dot. And it explains on the other city page how to bring it to your city. And so it's amazing how this has grown.
Again, congratulations. And I think it can be, it is the ultimate family-friendly kind of St. Patrick's Day party.
Right.
It's reclaiming the spirit of the day.
That's right.
And I think that Terry Galway actually put it best when he says, "This is precisely the kind of event that has been sorely lacking in New York for, approximately 250 years or so." And that one it is. And,
that's right. Yeah.
Good luck to you.
Tickets are still available, but I don't know where we'll be by Monday in terms of selling out. But we're getting there, and even in the bigger venue, which is really exciting. And they're available online too, Adrian. If
okay.
anybody wants just to go to our website to buy tickets, they're very inexpensive. We make it that way because of our sponsors,
right?
People like Pepsi and the various treatment centers like Karen and Betty Ford and Hazelton and Father Martin's Ashley and NACOA, and it's just been great. So the tickets are only $10 for kids and $15 for seniors and $20 for general admission. And at www.soberstpatricksday.org.
www.soberstpatricksday.org.
There you go.
And
you can.
it's great, and hope you. Hope you don't have to move again next year because the location is terrific and
it is great. You bet. Yeah.
Okay.
My hope is that within a year or two we'll be at the Armory. This is just extraordinary what's going on. And as I say, we just want to make us look good and not bad. And so we have just a great entertainment lineup. And as I say, we're not opposed to people having a drink or two, just not 9 or 10 and making us look stupid. So and Noel Kilkenny, as I say, has been our biggest supporter, our Consul General, from day
indeed.
One.
Indeed, he reminds people wherever he's been on the go. But I think many people are actually just catching on to not only the New York, but the fact that this is spreading throughout the world is indeed a great idea. Again, friends, it's sober. St. Patrick's, stpatricksday.org. And Sober St. Patrick's Day begins at 4 o'clock in New York. And It is from 4 to 7:30. My guess is that the place will not empty out at 7:30, but just that's my reason.
You can say that again. And the Cleveland party, which is from 5 to 7 p.m., is also on our website. So anybody out in the Cleveland area wants to go, it's on the same day, on the 17th. And they're a terrific group. So if you're there, then you can go to that one if you'd like.
William Spencer Riley. Friends, you're listening to Irish Radio Network, USA.